The lecture for this class is about the city of Pompeii and the natural disaster that occurred there almost 2,000 years ago. Today, many rich people who live in large metropolitan areas, such as Beijing, Paris, and New York, leave the city in the summer. They go to the mountains or to the seashore to escape the city noise and heat. Two thousand years ago, wealthy Romans did the same thing. They left the city of Rome in the summer. Many of these wealthy Romans spent their summers in the city of Pompeii. A beautiful city located on the Bay of Naples on the Mediterranean Sea. In the summer of the year 79 CE, a young Roman boy who later became a very famous Roman historian was visiting his uncle in Pompeii. The boy's name was Pliny the Younger. One day, Pliny was looking up at the sky. He saw a frightening sight. It was a very large, dark cloud. This black cloud rose high into the sky. What Pliny saw was the eruption of the volcano called Mount Vesuvius. Rock and ash flew through the air. The city of Pompeii was at the foot of Mount Vesuvius. When the volcano first erupted, many people were able to get out of the city and escape death. In fact, 18,000 people escaped the terrible disaster. Unfortunately, there was not enough time for everyone to escape. More than 2,000 people died. These unlucky people were buried alive under the volcanic ash. The eruption lasted for about 3 days. When the eruption was over, Pompeii was buried under 20 feet of volcanic rock and ash. The city of Pompeii was forgotten for almost 1,700 years. In the year 1748, an Italian farmer was digging on his farm. as he was digging, he uncovered a part of a wall of the ancient city of Pompeii. Soon, archaeologists began to dig in the area. As time went by, much of the ancient city of Pompeii was uncovered. Today, tourists come from all over the world to see the ruins of the famous city of Pompeii.